हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। ओके, सो बाय कृष्णास मर्सी दिस टाइम वी आर टेकिंग फास्ट टाइम्स फ्रॉम द सिक्स्थ कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल द फर्स्ट डे वी सॉ द बिफोर स्टार्टिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम वी सॉ द पास्ट टाइम्स। First of all, we came to know who is Parikshit Maharaj. Who is Parikshit Maharaj?
The son of? The grandson of Arjuna.
Grandson of Arjuna. And son of?
Dharanyaksha.
Abhimanyu. So, what is the speciality of Parikshit Maharaj? How did he perfect his life?
By chanting.
No.
Listening was also done.
No.
By listening.
No.
By listening
to Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that called? Shravanam. Shravanam is the first step in bhakti. So by doing Shravanam, Parikshit Maharaj perfected his life. Then after that we saw the pastime of Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev Goswami is famous for Kirtanam. He is the one who spoke Bhagavatam. Who heard Bhagavatam? Who spoke Bhagavatam? Okay. And who wrote Srimad Bhagavatam? So all these pastimes we saw. Then we also saw who is the guru of Vyasadev? Who is the guru of Vyasa?
Narada.
Yes. Narada. Narada is the guru of Vyasa. We saw the pastime of Narada. After seeing all these pastimes, then we started with sixth canto. First, Ajamil we saw. Then next, what we saw? What is the next pastime? Who? Yes, Prajapati Daksha. What prayers did he say? Amsa Guya prayers. And after that, what did he do? Will you keep quiet?
Yeah.
He populated, yes, the whole world. Did he populate the world by giving 10,000 sons? By 60 daughters. 10,000 sons, what they were known as?
Hariyeshwars.
Then second? How many they were? How many Shavalas? 1,000 Shavalaswas. Then 60 daughters, they were given to different rishis and munis. And then they gave birth to the, further populations, and they populated the whole world. Then after that, what pastime we saw?
Indra.
Indra, what did he do? Yes, what is his guru's name? Brihaspati. Okay, and then after that, whom he killed? Two Brahmanas. Vishwarupa and? Which Brahmana he killed? Vritrasura. Okay, so you remember all this, isn't it? Now Parikshit Maharaj is listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami is narrating. Now it is almost 3 days. What was the curse for Parikshit Maharaj? After 7 days he'll be so now it is almost 3rd or 4th day, and Parikshit Maharaj, see what heart he has. What was the first question he asked when we started the 6th canto? Who remembers?
All are going to heaven, then how can we stop them?
Yes. See, he is going to give up his body. How does he care? But he is asking Shukadev Goswami, how can we stop people from going to hell? What a heart he has, Parikshit Maharaj. In 3 days, he is going to give up his body. But still, he asks that question. And then Shukadev Goswami was answering that atonement. That is, if you do some sin, you should atone for it. But was atonement the solution for that? Why? Even after doing, what do you do? You continue with your sins. For that, what examples he gave? Who gave?
Huh?
Elephant bathing then? Yes, very good. Very good. Thank you for remembering. So, like Christians, they do everything, then they confess, and next day again they do the same thing, and again next Sunday they'll come, they'll confess, again next Monday they'll start doing their nonsense. So that is why this atonement was compared to all this by whom? Parikshit Maharaj. That is why then Shukadev Goswami gave the ultimate solution. And what is ultimate solution? Pure devotional service to Krishna. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya. Only by devotion will anyone stop from going to hell. Why? What is the... how? Because in devotion, what do? We chant the names of Krishna. And by chanting Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, what happens? What is the Maha Mantra?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram.
So by chanting, what happens? Even the root is removed. For sinning, what happens? There are so many ritual processes. Okay, you have done this sin, you atone for this by doing this ritual. But again you do the same sin. But by chanting Maha Mantra, even the seed for sinning is removed. But that is how potent devotional service is. So that is why Kechit Kevalaya Bhaktya, only by devotional service, everything will be taken care of. No sinful reactions. Okay. Then further going, now we will come to this chapter. Now Parikshit Maharaj is hearing all this. He heard the pastime of Dhritarasura being going back to Krishna. And Parikshit Maharaj asked a very nice question. You know what was that question? He asked to Shukadev Goswami that how is it that a demon like Dhritarasura is having such good consciousness, such good qualities? You know how he said, kill me, let me go to Krishna. So this is how he spoke, isn't it? So then how is it possible that a demon is having such a good consciousness? Can you please tell me about something about him? Then Shukadev Goswami appreciated his question. And then he started saying that there was a king called Chitraketu who was ruling the province of Surasena. And this king Chitraketu had 10 million wives. And he was very rich. He had all the opulences. He was so rich. He had everything. King means he has everything, na? He had everything. He was so beautiful. He was handsome. Everything he had. But he didn't have a child. In spite of 10 million wives, he didn't have a son. So he was sad. He had everything in his house. He had everything he had. But he didn't have a child. So what happened? One day, the kingdom, he was ruling the kingdom. One day, Angira Muni, sage Angira, he was crossing by that side. So he came to the palace of who? Chitraketu. He came to the palace, and what did Chitraketu do? Whenever sage or devotee comes to your house, you should wash their feet. He was such a great, he was very good at serving the devotees, because he himself was a very great devotee. You know what he did? He gave his own throne. Own throne he gave. He made that Angira Rishi sit in that throne. He washed his lotus feet, and the water he sprinkled on his head, he sprinkled on everyone. And then he gave him all the... He served him very nicely. He served him prasad. He served him whatever he wanted. He served him everything. And then Angira Muni, that is the duty of a sage. They'll always ask, how are you? How are you doing? How is your family? All these questions. And then Angira Rishi said that something is wrong with you. I mean, some sadness is there in your heart. That is, he could see that clearly. So then Chitraketu said, since you are a yogi, you know everything. But still, because you are asking, I will tell you. I don't have a son. That is the only thing. I am having everything, but I don't have a son. So can you please bless me so that I get a son? So the sages, because they are pure devotees, they can change your karma. Karma means what? Now say suppose I slap at her. Suppose I slap unnecessarily. Then what it is? It is a sin, isn't it? So then I will get reaction for that. Unnecessarily, if you do any bad or good act, any act you do, any activity you do, it is karma. And if for whatever you do for that, there is reaction. Are you following what I am saying? For any activity you do, any act you do, that is karma. If you do according to Vedic scriptures, it is called karma. And if you, whatever you do, for that reaction is there. Understood? So, now this, as I said, due to bhakti, if you do good activities, you will get good reactions. If you do bad activities, you will get bad reactions. Understood? So, like that, then what happens? This reactions, this all comes as, that is also as karma. We say, oh, that is because of his karma, he is suffering like that. Because of that, what is the meaning of that? Because of your activities, you did something like that, that is why you are suffering like this. Because of your previous activities. Have you heard like this sometime? Somebody saying, oh, usne waisa kiya tha, iske liye uska paap ka hi abhi bhogat raha hai. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it? People say like that. That is your activities. So like that, but the sages can change your karma. Pure devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, you know what he said? We devotees, we clap in the kirtan, isn't it? By clapping in the kirtan, we are changing the lines in our hand. You know, we are destined something, no? Or, you know, according to astrology, they'll say you have some long life, you'll study nicely, whatever. But you can change those by clapping your hands in kirtan. If you clap your hands for Krishna, you're changing your destiny. Whatever those lines are. I'm not going into astrology. So, Angira Rishi, what did he do? He changed the karma of Chitraketu and they did one yajna, and in which he offered oblations to Tvastha. He offered oblations to Tvastha. Then he offered sweet rice and the remnants, the prasad, the sweet rice, he gave it to the one of the most, the first wives of Chitraketu. Her name was Kritadyuti. What? Kritadyuti. He gave it to her and he asked her to take the prasad and he said, now a son will be born, but he will be cause of happiness and distress. That is happiness and sadness. Distress means unhappiness. Yeah. So then he just told that and he left. Angira Muni left the palace. So after some days, Kritadyuti, she gave birth to a very beautiful child. He was very beautiful. And they named the child Harsha Shoka. Harsha means happiness. Shoka means sadness. Harsha Shoka. They named the child and everyone, the whole kingdom was very happy that the child is born. The king was happy. The queen was happy. Everyone were happy and they all were enjoying. Then he made great celebrations because the child is born. There was a big ceremony and in that he gave so many things in charity. He gave gold, he gave silver, he gave so many things in charity to the Brahmanas and he gave 60 crore cows. So many cows he gave. It's given in Srimad Bhagavatam that so many cows he gave to the Brahmanas and all these things he gave. Then after that, but what happened? Everyone was happy except the other wives. Why? Because Chitraketu king, now what happened? He was only caring for the child and Kritadyuti. Then all the rest remaining, how many 10 million wives were there, no? So the other wives, no one cared for because they didn't have children. That is why Chitra, all those wives, what happens? They became jealous. And this jealousy, this envy, it is the most worst thing anyone can have. If you have envy, forget. Krishna will never like you. So we should never be jealous of anyone. So what did they do out of jealousy? All those ladies planned that we should do something. To such an extent that jealousy went that they thought that we will poison this child. And the child was a baby. And what they did? In its food, they mixed poison. And that food was given to that child. And the child, what will happen?
Died.
Yes.
Then
Kritadyuti, she sent her nurse. She didn't know about all these things. She's... Give that pen. So she didn't know about all this. She just sent her nurse to bring the child. And the nurse went inside and she saw that the child was not moving. And his eyes were upward, facing upward. It was not moving. So then she started crying. She started beating on her chest and she started crying very loudly. Oh, this child is no more. So then this Kritadyuti came to know. And Kritadyuti started crying. And Chitraketu, he also started crying. Chitraketu and Kritadyuti started telling, oh my child, get up, all your friends are waiting. Now come on, go and play. What is this, you are sleeping? This all she started telling to that child. And then all this, and they went into extreme lamentation. This is what happens na, when a child dies in a family. They both started crying. And then Angira Muni, he came to know that the king is in desperate, he is lamenting, he is in desperate condition. So what did he do? He along with Narada, they came there. Now before going further into this pastime, I want to tell you certain things. Now, you come here Amit, get up, come here, stand up. This shirt, whose it is? Huh?
Mine.
Tell loudly.
Mine.
And this pant?
Mine.
Mine, no? And this japamala?
Mine.
Okay. This hand?
Mine.
Okay. Then who are you?
Amit.
Means you are Amit. You are not this shirt. You are not this pant, isn't it? You are not this hand. Okay, sit down. So are you able to follow what I am trying to say? You are not your shirt, you are not your pant, you are not your frock, you are not your hand, then you are Amit. But even when he grows up, he is again the same Amit. See, for example, in simple words, say suppose you take, yesterday Samita was showing me her childhood photos. So if you take your photos when you are a baby, right? When you are a baby and when you are in 4th standard and when you are in say 7th standard, is it same? Where is that gone? What is changing?
Height.
Only height is changing?
Age.
Only age is changing?
Body.
Means you are like that only, but the body, age is changing? Huh?
Body.
What is changing?
Body.
Body. Body is changing. You. What is your name?
Vikas.
You are Vikas all the time. Even when you become 50 years old, you will be Vikas, isn't it? But what will change? Will you be like this now? Like how energetic you are now? Will you be like that when you be 50 years? You will be like this. Isn't it? You'll have white hair. Now all of you are looking so beautiful. You'll have white hair. Isn't it? Maybe some of your teeth will fall down. But the point is, you are not changing. What is changing? The body. Body is changing. Then who are you? You are the soul. So according to Bhagavad Gita, see, to explain you in one more example, like say for example, say one of your old grandmother or grandfather, someone, he is very seriously ill. Say suppose someone is very serious. You know many times it happens, no? They are so serious, they are admitted in the hospital, you spend lakhs of rupees, isn't it? So they are in the hospital. All of you sit properly. Thank you. So they are admitted in the hospital, you spend lakhs of money. But say suppose they expire. Say suppose your grandmother, she expires. So now you spend lakhs of money. Now will you go and spend any more money on that person now? Will you spend more money? Why? Because what do we say? She is gone. But she is there, no? Her body is there, no? Why don't you go and... Why? Because?
Soul is not there.
Until the soul is there, you have life. You have consciousness. If I slap, you'll slap back at me. Isn't it? But that if a dead body, if you go and do anything, will you do anything? You can do anything with that, isn't it? But no one goes near the dead body, isn't it? The point is, you are the soul. And according to Bhagavad Gita, soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. you are part and parcel of Krishna. Such a small, tiny part. The size of the soul is also given in the scriptures. It is 1/10,000th part of a tip of a hair. Calculate.
What is it?
1/10,000th part. 1/10,000th part of a tip of a hair. Okay, anyway. Hari bol, let us go further. So you understood what is the meaning of this soul?
Mataji, where is the soul?
So that soul is the part and parcel of Krishna. And this soul, it goes through 84 lakh species of bodies. Can you repeat what I said? See, according to Padma Puran, there are 900,000 species of aquatic life. Okay. Then there are 2,100 species of plants. Then there are 11 lakh species of insects. And then 10 lakh species of bird life. And then 30 lakh species of beasts. And 400,000 species of human life. So the total comes to 84 lakh species of life. So this soul, are you following what I am saying? The soul, which is part and parcel of Krishna, what happens is it passes through all these 84 lakh species of life. And why like that? Because the soul wants to enjoy. We want to enjoy separate from Krishna. Actually, we all were in the spiritual world, but we want to enjoy separate from Krishna. We want to boss over our brother and sister. If we are elder, we want to boss over our elder sister, or we want to boss over our parents. If we are only, sometimes, you know, a child is alone. Maybe only one son or one daughter they have, you know, the child starts bossing the parents. Somewhere you want to boss. That is, you want to be Krishna. Somewhere. Somewhere, if not with the parents, with the small sister, if not with the small brother, if not with your friend who is very dull. Somewhere you want to boss. You want to become Krishna. That is why Krishna has, Krishna is very kind. He fulfills all the desires. That is why he made this whole material world and he has sent you here. And that soul, according to its desires, it passes through different bodies. If you see too much Cartoon Network, what will happen? In your next lifetime, you will also become Mickey Mouse and Donald. Okay? Or if you eat too much of sugar, what will happen? You will get a body of an ant. Yes. It's according to Bhagavad Gita.
Wow.
If you watch too much cricket, what will happen? You will not become Sunil Gavaskar or Tendulkar. You know what you will become? You will become cricket insect. You know there is an insect called cricket.
Yeah, no.
It will become cricket insect. So the point is, and if you are, if you keep on chanting the names of Krishna, you will get a spiritual body. Spiritual body like Narada. Something like that. So the point is, this all is told in the Bhagavadam. Are you able to follow? The soul, it's like dresses. 84 lakh dresses are there. So if the soul, if it keeps on seeing cricket, then immediately cricket dress will get. It will get cricket dress. If it keeps on sleeping, if you be very lazy, what will happen? You will get polar bear. If you are work alcoholic, go on working, donkey. So this is the truth according to Bhagavad Gita. If you do all these things, this only will happen. So that is why this 84 lakh species, that is, this soul passes through different species. Are you following what I am saying? So that is why now this child is dead. Chitraketu Maharaj's child is dead. These both are lamenting. Who both are lamenting? Kritadyuti. They both are crying. But do they have any relationship now? You tell me now. Do they have any relationship now? The child is dead. Is this their child now? But they are crying. Are you able to follow what I'm saying? They are crying. That is why Narada and Angira came and then they tried to explain to them. Now what relationship do you have with that child? Are you the father and mother of that child now?
No.
No. And always remember, when anyone leaves the body, death is but natural. In our family, it will happen, somebody will keep on leaving their body. You should not cry. You should chant the names of Krishna very loudly at that time. You should not cry. By crying, what happens? The soul, it actually suffers more. But if you chant the names of Krishna, very loudly you should chant. You should do kirtan at that time. If you do kirtan, the soul will go to a proper destination. But if you cry, then again it will get some not a good destination. So now let us go further. So Chitraketu Maharaj, now Angira and should I continue?
Yes.
Are you following what I am saying?
Yes.
Is it too much for you?
No.
So this Narada and Angira, they explained to them, and then Narada, by his mystic powers, you know what he did? He made the soul which was existing in that child's body to come again. So the child became alive again. Are you following what I am saying? So he made that child alive again, and then, but this time, and when that child came alive again, the whole room was bright. Okay, the whole room was bright. And if nobody could see each other, it was so bright. But that child, that soul which entered that body, started speaking. Narada told to that Jiva, it is called Jiva. The soul is called Jiva in Sanskrit. He told to the Jiva that, see, your parents, they are crying for you. You do one thing, you have untimely died because of that poison. Do one thing, you remain in this body and you continue to stay in this body. Because your parents are lamenting, you stay for some time. So the Jiva, it started saying that which parents are these? Because as I said, the soul, it passes through different bodies. Are you following what I am saying?
Yes.
It passes through different bodies. At different bodies, it has different parents. Each time you have different parents. It's not permanent. Nothing is permanent. So each time you... Now see, all of you children, you have your parents. It is your duty, because they have given birth to you, you should respect them. You should obey them. Never back answer them. Then only Krishna will be happy with you. Your mother cooks and she gives you the dabba. You say, oh, and this salt is not there. This sugar is not there. I don't want. You take to the school, you bring it back and give it to her only. That is not nice. Respect them. And come from the school, throw the shoes here, throw the bag there, throw the belt over there, throw the uniform here. And everything your mother has to do. Why don't you do it? It's yours, no? You should do it. Then you are Krishna conscious. Otherwise you are not. So, the Jiva, it started saying, which parents are these? I have been sometime as a demigod, I have been in a body of a bird, I have been in a body of an insect, I have been through different bodies. So, which parents are these? So, this is how the soul, that Jiva, that soul started speaking. So, after hearing these words from that soul, Chitraketu Maharaj and all those queens, they realized, they got transcendental knowledge. What I was speaking to you now, this is transcendental knowledge. Realizing that, are you this body? Then who are you?
Soul.
And soul is a part and parcel of? And what happens to the soul? I'll tell you one more thing. What is the advantage? You are coming to this class and chanting the names of Krishna. What is the advantage of that? For a devotee, for everyone is going to die one day, isn't it? But because you are chanting the names of Krishna, it is like this. You have seen a cat taking a mouse in its mouth?
Yes.
Have you seen?
Yes.
Is the mouse happy? How does it feel? if a mouse is in the mouth of a cat, how does it feel? Does it feel protected? But how does a kitten feel in the mouth of a cat? The same way it catches, isn't it? The cat catches the kitten also like this, and it catches the mouse also like this. Who is protected?
Kitten.
So, if you chant the names of Krishna, when the death comes, you will be like a kitten in the mouth of Krishna. If you don't chant the names of Krishna, then what will happen? You will be like a rat. Oh, mujhe nahi marna. I don't want to die. But a devotee, he is always ready. Rudrasura, kill me, I want to go back to Krishna. That is a devotee. He is not afraid of death. That is what Prabhupada taught us. Don't be scared of death.
Always be scared of.
Are you following what I am saying? So are you scared of death now?
No.
Why? Then what you should do for that? What you should do?
Chant
every day, isn't it? So, should I continue?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So now this Chitraketu and all those queens, they realized that they got the transcendental knowledge, and then they performed the last rites for that child. That is the funeral process. They did the funeral for the child, and then they decided that they will continue their devotional service. Even those, all those wives, they felt very bad. That is why, to atone for, they also made a sin. No. Now what they have to do? They have to atone for that. So all the wives along with the king, they went to Vrindavan and they took bath in Yamuna river, and then they started doing devotional service. Then Narada instructed Chitraketu, King Chitraketu, in one mantra. So I request you to repeat after me that prayer. Narada gave Chitraketu the following mantra. You just repeat after me. O Lord, all of you should sit properly. Your hands folded like this. O Lord.
O Lord.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Who are addressed.
Who are addressed.
By the Omkara.
By the Omkara.
Pranava.
Pranava.
I offer my.
Respectful.
Obeisances. Unto you.
Unto you.
O Lord Vasudev.
I meditate upon you.
O Lord Pradyumna. Lord Aniruddha. And Lord Sankarshana. I offer you.
My respectful.
Obeisances.
O reservoir.
Of spiritual potency.
O supreme bliss.
I offer my.
Respectful.
Obeisances.
Unto you.
Who are self-sufficient. And most peaceful. O ultimate truth. One without a second. You are realized. As Brahman. Paramatma.
And Bhagavan.
And are therefore.
The reservoir.
Of all knowledge.
I offer my.
Respectful.
Obeisances.
Unto you.
Unto
you. So like this, Narada Muni, he taught some mantras to Chitraketu Maharaj. And Chitraketu Maharaj, and Narada said that in 7 days you will see the Lord. So Chitraketu, for 7 days, he constantly chanted this mantra. He did not eat anything. He drank only water. For 7 days, he chanted all these mantras. And you know what? In 7 days, he saw the Lord. And what Lord did he see? I'll just describe. 1 minute. He saw Anantasesha, Sankarshana. And how he was? Upon reaching the shelter of Lord Sesha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chitraketu saw that he was as white as the white fibers of a lotus flower. He was dressed in bluish garments and adorned with a brilliantly glittering helmet, armlets, belt and bangles. His face was smiling and his eyes were reddish. He was surrounded by such exalted, liberated persons as Sanat Kumara. So this is the form Chitraketu saw. This. Sometime I'll show you close. Okay, sit down. So this is the form of Sankarsana. Shri Sankarsan Bhagwan ki.
Jai.
So this way, Chitraketu saw the Lord and then...
This is the child.
Sit down, sit down. They are the Kumaras. They are... Still have not finished. They saw the four Kumaras and the four... What are the names of the four Kumaras? Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, Sanat Kumara. Repeat. Sanaka,
Sanatana,
Sanandana,
Sanat
Kumara.
Sanaka,
Sanatana, Sanandana,
Sanat
Kumara. So these four Kumaras were sitting along with Sankarsana and Sudam. And then this Chitraketu saw the Lord. Chitraketu offered very beautiful prayers to the Lord and the Lord also reciprocated with his prayers, and this is how Chitraketu saw. And the result of this is, please listen, more 5-10 minutes. Sit properly. Now you're going to get something very nice. Sit properly. So this Chitraketu, when he's the result of the intermediate result of his performing this tapasya, he got to stay in the Vidyadhar planets. As a Vidyadhar king, he could go and he got a plane in which he could fly. Chitraketu could fly in that plane. And I mean in the spiritual world. So he was flying like that in the plane. While he was flying, at that time he went through Kailas mountain. And in Kailas mountain, Lord Shiva was instructing on renunciation. Yesterday I talked about renunciation. Do you remember Lord Krishna's renunciation? Like that he was talking about renunciation to all the people who were assembled there. But while speaking, he had Parvati Devi on his lap. Are you following? He was speaking about renunciation. But Parvati Devi was sitting on his lap. So what happened? Chitraketu, when he saw this incident, he laughed at it. Chitraketu was going to the plane, but because he saw this incident, he laughed at it. That is why, what happened? Parvati Devi, she got angry. So, she got angry, so she cursed Chitraketu that you become a demon. Understood? That is how Chitraketu became Vritrasura. Are you able to link what I am saying now?
Yes.
Chitraketu became Vritrasura. And Chitraketu, when he got this curse, what did he do? He came and he offered obeisances to Lord Shiva and Parvati. Because Lord Shiva is the topmost Vaishnava. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. He is the topmost Vaishnava. Any picture of Shiva you see, he is always chanting the names of Krishna. He is not sitting idle or like this or like that. He is always, in every picture of Lord Shiva you see, he is chanting the names of Sankarsana. This form of Sankarsana, of Krishna, this is one of the expansions of Krishna. So this Sankarsana he is always chanting. So this Lord Shiva, he didn't say anything. This Chitraketu, he was a pure devotee. He could have got angry or he could have counter-cursed. But he didn't say anything. He accepted the curse of Parvati Devi. He offered obeisances and he left from there. Then he became Vritrasura. And Parvati, Lord Shiva, he appreciated the qualities of Chitraketu to Parvati Devi. What a Vaishnava. He never said anything. Understood? So this is how Chitraketu got the body of Vritrasura. Chitraketu Maharaj ki, Vritra Asura ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavadam ki.
Jai.